Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Anita is looking for a second date update, guys. Let's welcome her to the show. Good morning, Anita.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome to Second Date Update.
Hi.
You want to tell us about Peter and how that all went?
Sure. I mean, I want to start with saying that I never thought that I'd be talking to you guys about my dating life because I've been listening to Second Date Update for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've laughed, I've cringed, I've said so many times that I couldn't believe those people didn't know why they didn't get called back.
Right.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. How did they not know?
It seems so obvious, and I'm just hoping that mine is not even as close as cringeworthy as some of those others, but...
My favorite is when they're like, okay, well, I got something. You'll never figure this one out.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Peter? Let's start there.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like, how are you meeting anyone right now? Is sort of like online. And yeah, it just seemed like a pretty decent match that way. And so we set up a date and it was, you know, nothing crazy, nothing special, socially distanced dinner date, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
And we wore our masks and we didn't like hug or kiss or shake hands or like even touch elbows or anything. It just felt really sterile and awkward.
So like a 20-year marriage.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like we'd been together forever.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, if everyone else is doing the same thing, it just sort of feels, it doesn't feel weird. It feels pretty normal. Mm-hmm. Then we talked a bunch, and the conversation was pretty easy, and talked about, you know, the virus and our lives and how they've changed and how we've both been working from home. He loves it. I hate it because I miss my friends. And that's really the only thing we didn't agree on. So, I mean, it wasn't ideal or perfect or great or anything. It was just, like, the best I could sort of hope for right now under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, he seemed to enjoy himself. I mean, I think that he was smiling. It's hard to tell under the mask, but I did see his face for a bit while we were actually eating and chewing and stuff. And, like, he's handsome. Nice smile. You know, I don't know. I don't know if there's a strong connection, but I feel like there could be one. So this is the best dating experience I've had in months. So I'd sort of like to try again. And I've just done the old thing. I've texted and called and I haven't heard back and I'm confused. So I'm hoping that he might respond to you, that he'll pick up the phone for you.
I love your honesty and how you're unsure of the connection other than the fact that you had a pretty effortless conversation that flowed. Great guy to have a conversation with, and through it all, you know, it feels like there's certainly the potential of a connection, but you'd like to explore it further.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had worse, so.
Right.
And I mean, that's underselling him. I mean, I think he's really nice, and it's just like, how do you get to know someone right now? And I feel like he's someone that I could get to know, and I think that he could get to know me, and it would be good, but
yeah.
It'd be sad to not even give it a try.
For sure. So through that all, there were no awkward parts of that conversation that you think might have turned him, do you?
I mean, I've been racking my brain. Like I said, I listened to this show, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, what was it? Did I,
what
you
did
know,
I
didn't
miss?
Say, you know, I'm like in a cult or anything. I'm like,
well, that's
what
good.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's a deal breaker for a few people.
Yeah.
Cult. If it's not
yes.
the same cult, you know?
Well, then we will take a break here, you guys. I'm going to put you on hold, Anita, so that she can get Peter's phone number from you, and we'll make that call when we come back as Second Date Update continues here with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. So Anita met Peter, went on a socially distanced dinner date. Anita, you said there was no physical contact at all. You didn't even do a fist bump. Is that right? Or did I hear that wrong?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we were within proximity, but there was no actual touching.
Right. So, but you wore your masks. You had a lovely conversation, effortless, easy conversation. Seems like a nice guy. Talked about a lot of different things. Great conversationalist. Thinks there might be a connection there, but would like an opportunity to explore further. They're both working from home. They have a lot in common, although he likes working from home. She hates working from home. And who knows where this could go if he would simply respond to her text. And I love that Anita has listened to Second Date Update long enough to know that sometimes, you know, people that hear Second Date Updates and they're like, how did they not see this? How do they not know? How do they miss this? But Anita has racked her brain and honestly cannot understand or figure out why Peter was avoiding her. And you know what? It may have nothing to do with you. It could be through no fault of your own. He just, maybe he met someone else. Heaven forbid, maybe he got the COVID. I don't know. But we're going to call him and find out. So unless there's anything else that you thought of.
No, I mean, you're right. It could be something else. It might not have anything to do with me. I have to remind myself it's not all about me. But right now it is. So I really want to know what's going on.
I love that honesty.
Yeah.
This is about me, people. You know what? It is. This is about Anita. Today's second date update is about Anita. So if we can get Anita and Peter together, or at least get an explanation.
At least that.
That's right.
Hello?
Hi, Peter?
Yeah.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good.
Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah. Is this a dating thing or something, or what's this about?
Yeah, this is the dating thing, second date update. It's about Anita, who you had a recent dinner date with. She was very complimentary of you, talked about the lovely conversation she had with you over dinner. She was hoping for the opportunity to get to know you a little better, but you've kind of gone AWOL, and she was wondering if it was something she said?
No. I just haven't had time to call anybody back. You guys just caught me right at the right time in between other things. That's why I grabbed the phone.
Oh. You busy? You got a lot going on?
Yeah. So my dad's sick. He actually got COVID. Oh, he's in the hospital. My mom's showing symptoms now. It's just been really crazy.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it's nothing to do with anybody else. I haven't seen them in a couple of weeks, so that, you know, I'm quarantining, so I'm not at risk. But I have other family members who are, and they're all self-quarantined, and I'm doing my best to help everybody out. I'm sorry if I sound a little frantic. I just have a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can understand that.
You said your dad's in the hospital?
Yeah.
So how's he doing?
I'm on an errand. He's doing okay. He's doing better than he was, but he's still struggling breathing, and we're just getting worried now about my mom. So
okay.
We're just trying to
monitor that situation.
Yep.
And I think probably one of the hard parts has got to be you can't go see your dad. You can't check on him. It's just, I know some friends that I have that have friends in the hospital. It's just all on the phone. Like, they just call and give you an update.
The worst, yeah.
You're like,
yeah, I mean, you can kind of look at him through the glass and stuff, but it's not the same. So I'm just, you know, we're worried about mom. My mom has some pre-existing conditions, so we're just keeping an eye on her. And
yeah,
pretty much everything came to a screeching halt. That's kind of what happened.
Okay.
So everything, including my dating life, is totally on hiatus. Like, I've had to take time off of work.
Sure.
I can't, you know, I'm doing shopping for them, doing all kinds of stuff. So it's just a lot.
Understood. Listen, if you're familiar with our show, and it sounds like you are, you know that we have Anita on the line with us. Anita, Peter, Anita. Anita, Peter.
Anita,
stop it.
I'm sorry. I haven't got back to you.
Please do not apologize to me, because I totally understand. Like, is there anything I can do to help? Can I run some errands or do some shopping or anything?
Yeah, that's really nice of you to ask. Right now I'm handling it. If anything gets worse, I'll let you know, and I do appreciate that. Thank you.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
And I will reach out to you when I get a chance, but unfortunately right now, my priorities are with my family.
Get your hands full.
Understandably, yep. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You guys have each other's contact information, so we'll just leave it at that. And thank
appreciate
you both for coming on Jeff and Jen's second date update, you guys.
Yeah, you guys be well, okay?
Yeah,
thanks.
You too.
Hey,
and best
you
of
too.
Luck to your parents.
You too.
Stay healthy.
Okay. So if you need our help with a second date update, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.